We were requested, as you know, by the state to make sure that Fulton County Hospital continues to serve the community there. And that's very important. I think that if you are looking for healthcare services, the closer you can find them to home, the better. And so the more that we can provide close to home, the better. And thanks to the help of the support, we received $2.5 million just last week to be able to focus on Fulton County and continue to grow Fulton County. What we've seen is an average daily census go from about 2.5 to about 9 or 10, and actually I believe today we have 16 patients in the hospital. That does include swing beds, inpatient, and observation, but you know, going from an average of 2.5 to that 9 or 10 is significant, so we see that there's a need for that service there. The ER continues to grow, the radiology and some outpatient procedures continue to grow, and so as that growth is there, we've been able to come in and help support the people. The people who work there have a true love and dedication to their patients. They just needed some help with understanding their computer system, being able to get that billing system out there. We've been able to get that fixed so that now we can actually make the bills work and the process work, and we believe there's a bright future for Fulton County.
Just for clarification on the budget for Fulton County, it's a separate pot of money per se. It is not funds that are being taken away from Baxter Health, taken away from employees or any of that reorganization of the positions. It is a completely different entity of money coming from the state of Arkansas, not affecting Baxter Health in Mountain Home.
That is correct, Heather. That's put very well. Basically, we have a management contract with Fulton County Hospital. Currently, all finances are separated. The state gave Fulton County Hospital $2.5 million to help them operate. We have put some time into it, so I guess we have sweat equity in it, if you want to call it that. Definitely have put time and energy into it, but as far as any financial dollars or resources going to Fulton County, none of the dollars from Baxter Health have gone to Fulton County.